respected managers and dear colleagues. As the increasing threat of recession is looming over our heads, it has become necessary to talk about it at least amongst our fraternity. We all know that our co-employees are being laid off due to the scarcity of work and the dwindling financial condition of our organization. It's a time that needs to be handled with utmost patience and ingenuity. We never know that one day while walking through the office, any of us may be told by our manager, "Sorry, but it's your last day in the office today." Now you all must have started contemplating what you will do then, how you will make money and run your family. So let's face this situation with dexterity and smartness. However, before we engage in a conversation or discussion, please allow me to deliver a concise speech on unemployment so that you have an insight into the things and thereafter are able to evaluate your own circumstances with the situation of the masses. Trust me, it will give you a lot of encouragement to brave the situation boldly. There are mainly three forms of unemployment: labor class, who is illiterate, educated people without being technically qualified, and lastly technical people, such as engineers. Let us know about them one by one. With labor class, the situation is such that they have to constantly look for employment opportunities as they earn wages on a daily basis. Hence they club themselves at a particular place to be able to obtain regular employment somewhere. In this precarious situation, sometimes they are able to find employment and sometimes not. But they have habituated themselves to survive in the latter condition, even though it is frustrating at times for them too when they are unable to meet their basic requirements of food and clothing. Situation is quite similar for the city laborers also, as they manage to get seasonal employment in some big farm or field, which help them to survive. As the population of literate people is growing day by day, the government is unable to accommodate them at the workplaces. Already our educated youth is discontented with the incompetent wages given to them, and the threat of unemployment leaves them even more frustrated. It is quite unfortunate that they are made to meander through the dark roads. Since they don't possess any practical experience or technical expertise, they only end up looking for clerical jobs, which are not enough to accommodate the growing number of literate people. Then those who possess technical qualification get even more frustrated because they are unable to find a good job at par with their academic qualification. Since the number of people acquiring technical expertise is increasing day by day, therefore even they get caught in the trap of unemployment. It's good that more and more people are educating themselves and are also going for higher educational levels too. But sadly, the government is proving inefficient to offer them good employment opportunities. Hence, the growing anger and frustration in our youth has become so evident these days. But instead of increasing our frustration, we should think of combating this situation, maybe through generating self-employment opportunities and channelizing our energy in that direction. In this manner, the grave problem of unemployment can be tackled to a great extent. That's all I have to say. Thank you.